that jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dancing time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms, in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laugh, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Don Williams there telling us that it's Monday, it's 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. and Mickey is here with us in the studio. Our number has just gone up by one. We now have six. Okay, 96 has just joined us, and I think that's Laura. Lovely. Okay. So, six people for the start of a show is not bad. The average is going to be between 8 to 10 on a Monday, and as you should be well aware by now. So we're going to make a start. We're going to say hello to Mickey, and straight off the top, Ollie.
Hello.
Hiya, Mickey.
How are you?
I'm
good. How are you?
Doing better. Anything good. You pick up on?
Okay. I'm picking up something I think we talked about last week. About something within an apartment. I'm not quite sure how that fits in with you at this time, but mm-hmm. I've got things are starting to look up with you. And I've got to say, I want to say your fortunes are starting to turn. That's what I'm picking up. I've got to say to you, this is not before time either. I also feel very cautious at this time, which you are bound to be doing. I think in some way, some males let you down. I don't know how or why, but I do feel there is something connected with maybe a job in an apartment. I don't know. But I think what I'm picking up with this, it's a positive step. I want to say to you, I think we covered this last week, but I don't know. I don't remember a great deal. But what I am picking up with this is there seems to be somebody that wants to emotionally ground you for their own benefit. And I don't feel this would be for your benefit. It seems to me it seems to be a lot of wind rather than hard. People can sometimes talk, but their actions are next to nothing. And I feel quite, I'm not saying I'm worried, but I do feel the last thing you need right now is for your mind to be played with. Okay? I feel quite, I'm not saying that your mind's fragile at the minute, but I just feel as though you don't need a crap. And I really feel in my heart of hearts that that things are starting to turn for you. I've got to say, don't think about going backwards, right? It's taken you a long while to get where you are, okay? And you're a lot different person now than you were 20 years ago, I'm being told. I've got to say to you, over the last year, you've had more knocks than good luck. But I've got to say, the world is beginning to turn, because I have a feeling the only person that's going to get you out of this, Holly, is you. Okay? Getting back to work and stop listening to the bullshit that people are giving you, basically. I feel you're far better off standing on your own two feet right now. Getting this job under your belt and getting a good start. I want to say to you, I've got your brother here at the minute, okay? And I've got to say to you, you always was a soft heart for a sob story, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, Holly. You know, you're a great guy. You really are a great guy. And, you know, and I really do feel that, you know, sometimes people will see you as an empty chalkboard that they want to draw on, you know. And I feel this is where you are at this time. And I honestly feel that, I've got to say, there's a fresh start coming for you. I can see you lighting a candle, so there must have been a passing around this time of the year. I don't want to go into that in a minute. I just get a feeling I've got somebody coming to you, as well as your brother from spirit, and they're coming to change that vibration with you to one of more energy, to give you that energy to do that, what you need to do you can. I get the feeling you could cope with most things, but I get the feeling you've been let down and hurt that much that your vibrations are quite low at the minute. So we're sending healing to you. We're sending energy to help you unblock and get your vibrations back where they should be. Okay, so you can start, you know, smiling a bit and buzzing a bit more. Okay, and I feel when you go for an interview or whatever you want to call it, I do feel as though your energy is everything. You know, how you interact with people, that is everything. And I feel that that's what the spirit brings to you right now. I've got to say to you, be self-assertive. Okay, you can be very self-assertive when you want to be. Okay, I've got to say, it's like going to a football game. You've got to know your game. Okay, go in there knowing your game, knowing what you want. Okay, and I have a feeling you're gonna bring this home. You're gonna bring it home with you. You've got all the answers. I've got to say to you, you've done this kind of thing before. You know, nothing's a walk in the park these days, you know. But I get the feeling, I really do get the feeling, in some way your brother's brought this to you, okay? It's almost like, how can I put it? This was like created for you, or you was created for it. I don't know how you want to say it, but I do get the feeling that things are beginning to move in the right direction for you. Because,
3 minutes.
You know, you're not listening to idiots anymore. You've got to stand your ground. I've got to say, look around you. How many people are wanting to give you that leg up? You know, you could probably count them in one hand and quite a few fingers spare. You've been there for them, but are they really there for you? That's the embryo of everything. Once you accept that and start believing in yourself, you can do it. And the future is looking quite bright for you. I will say that. I know there's no guarantees in this world. Nobody can guarantee anything. But what I will say for you is you've stood your ground.
2 minutes.
You've pushed yourself up. Get you moving forward, and you're actually still, it's so easy for people to go backwards. And you've stood your ground and you've got there, girl. You've got to do it and start believing in yourself. This is going to give you, you know, I've got to say, you're going to have your own little apartment. That's what I'm seeing you looking around a lounge and whatever, and I do, it might be quite small, but I get the feeling it's yours and you can make it home. You know, no one's going to give you an apartment for nothing. The work that goes with it's going to be hard, maybe, but you're nothing that you ain't used to. You're used to hard work and dealing with people. I do feel as though you can cope with it.
1 minute.
Step in the right direction, Holly. If you want to chat, you know where I am. Okay, take care.
All right. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. It's nice to see things are working out there. Right. So then, where are we? Line two. Karen?
Hi, Mickey. It's Karen in Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to let you know that I did find some jobs, and I found one at the transport company. Like you said, I applied for it. I got one at a communication company, one at an electric company, and two, like, through an agency. But they're out. I already sent it out. So I'm wondering kind of what you see, if this is the right company that it's quite a distance away, this transport company. The other ones are very close to the house.
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't remember a great deal about it, but that's what I was looking at. I said to you, I think it's a journey. That's what
yes.
I said. I can't, off the top of my head, Karen, I don't know. But I know I've got your father figure coming to me, and I remember him saying, it's a journey, but our Karen's used to that. You know, where there's a paycheck, you know, you've got to go these days. That's it.
Yes.
I've got to say to you, I can see you getting. I know you. I can see three jobs with you. Because you've already applied for the transport company, I can't. I can see it, but I don't pick anything up from it. That's waiting for you to come. What I am picking up with that, I feel as though this is an important step.
Okay.
I have a feeling that what I'm picking up is that this is definitely going to be a step in the right direction. It may only be a temporary thing through the festive season, so to speak. Because a lot of things get moved around about the Christmas period, the holiday, you know. And I have a feeling it's connected with that. Okay, and so what I'm picking up with that, I do feel in some way that this is what they're aiming at. I feel as though you will be contacted by email or on sofa, and I don't know. I think what they're looking for at this time, that there may be a couple of days, you know, a day here and a day there. But I think as we get nearer to the Christmas holiday, I get the feeling that they're going to be wanting more from you. I can't tell you what the work is, but I do get the feeling it will be, I get the feeling it's going to be worth the journey, and I feel it's going to be worth the effort. Now, when you're talking about an agency, I know this is going to sound strange. I've also got another agency interested in you as well. I'm seeing telephone work. Now, I've never worked at a workstation, Karen. I haven't got a clue. So I'm going to be honest with you. I can see you answering a telephone and filling things in on a computer. That's as much as I see. I couldn't tell you anymore. Now, what I am picking up with that is it seems to be whether it's to do with product insurance. Now, that could be to do with holiday insurance. It could be to do with medical insurance. I don't know. But it's some kind of insurance. I get the feeling it's some kind of insurance. Whether it's product insurance, I don't know. But I also get the feeling I have a feeling more products are bought and sold coming up to this time of year, very, very busy period. People want to get into new homes and buying for Christmas. So it may be linked with that again. What I am picking up as well, have you... I don't know where this is. I'm looking at some kind of a store. But I have a feeling this is something to do. It's not working on the shop floor. It's working in an office at a workstation, you know. I have a feeling you're dealing with inquiries. I also get the feeling.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
that was my last project. The project that I was supposed to work on.
All right. Okay. I get a feeling it's something to do with filling things in and sending out emails. Again, Karen, I don't understand.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But what I am picking up with that, again, I get the feeling somebody sent an email or called in. You take the details and, you know, you can either pop a brochure on a link and send it in an email or whatever you do with it, I don't know. Or you can put one in the post box, you know. I do feel as though, again, this is linked with some kind of sales. It must be linked with some kind of selling a product. I don't think it's insurance. It's not linked with insurance. It's linked with some kind of product. At some point, you must have been outside on a trade stand doing something like this. But I have a feeling this is, instead of being outside in the cold, you're inside dealing with the paperwork, so to speak. So that's what I'm picking up with that. I also get the feeling I've got a lady that runs an agency. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Whether this is the same one, I don't know. I have a feeling she's quite a smart lady. I have a feeling you've been there before. I want to say this seems to be, it seems to be working in an office, but in some kind of an office block. It seems to be, I'm not saying it's a tower block or a skyscraper, I just get the feeling it's an office block. And I have a feeling it may be something to do, it feels like something to do with a court. Or, I don't, it's not the police. I've got a feeling it may be something to do with a court. I don't think it's probation or anything like that. It's something to do with the court.
Yes, she has projects with the court.
Okay,
yes.
All right, okay.
Yes, I know.
2 minutes.
I know what you're talking about.
I just know. It's strange because I pick things up and I haven't got the foggiest idea, Karen. But I get the feeling,
yes,
again, it's part of the same project, but it's a different job, if that makes sense.
Yes.
There seems,
yes,
to be two or three different jobs within this project that you're doing, you know, and I get the feeling they're happy, really happy with the kind of work that you're doing. And I want to say, this is why they're bringing you back. You know, and I get the feeling, I don't know why, I get the feeling it goes up to the Christmas holiday and then it goes beyond the holiday. So it looks like it's going to continue for quite a while. But what I'm picking up with that transport co is that I've got a feeling they are going to be in touch with you within the next 10 days. Okay?
Okay.
That's why I'm picking up with that. But I have a feeling, just check your emails, okay? Because I don't know whether they're going to phone you on your cell phone or email you, Karen. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I'll let you know. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye
Thank
now.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh, right. Before we move on, Mickey, are you feeling all right tonight?
I've got a sore throat, but I'm okay.
I thought you sounded a bit... Yeah, okay. Right, maybe we'll have to take some breaks there, ladies and gents. We'll do one more, and we'll take a break. Okay, let me see, where are we? Deep.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Mickey. Good evening. I'm sorry you have a sore throat.
Good evening, Deep. How are you? I hope you're all right.
I'm good, yes. Slightly better than last week, health-wise. Thank you for asking.
Oh, great. Great. Carry on.
Any messages that you have from Spirit for me today, please?
Okay. Just give me a minute to link in with you. While I am picking something up, I've got something that you asked me about earlier in the week. Now, I've got to be careful what I say here because I don't want to give too much away. Now, I know it's Monday today, but what I'm actually picking up, Grandma said she was talking about the business you asked me to look at, the dates that you missed out. She was talking about the Monday effect, and it's always better to buy on a Monday. Now, I already got that, and what she went on to say, that don't do anything in January, okay? Because she said they will, excuse me, she said they will rally, whatever rally is, I don't know. What she did say, she said it's the Santa Claus rally in January. I don't know what she means by that, but it tickled me a little bit. What she did say, and I hope you've got a pen and paper with you with this, she did say mid-February, wait, 15th, mid-February, 15th, wait, March, they will climb, she said. So it seems to me February, they'll start to dip. And then I think you've worked this out, what she means. Between the 15th and I think the 25th, that's the window. Because she said by March they will start to climb again. And she said, she's talking about if you can't make that one, wait till September. September is the big time. That's when they are going to drop. That's what she said. There will be more scope in February. So you could invest twice. If you're really skillful, you could invest it in February, and then when they pick up and you've made a little bit, you can invest it again in September. I don't know what she meant by that, but I hope you've got a book. We can clarify this on Wednesday. Now, what else I've got for you is she said she was talking about. She's talking about some good news. I've got to say, have you had some good news? Have you had some news about a working relationship, please?
Not yet, Mickey.
Something intriguing. I've got to say something. Did you feel maybe 2 years ago or so that somebody lied to you and took something from you?
Yes, I must have. It happened to me a few times.
Okay, well, what she's saying is be careful. This person is coming back. That's what she says. Just be careful. This person is coming back. If you know what you're doing, you're going to be okay. Don't be a sucker for a sub story. That's what she's telling me. I've got to say, she's talking about a speedy action and a speedy recovery of a situation that's around you at this time. And she's talking about a small gathering of people this week. Now, I'm not quite sure whether she means some kind of family conference or something connected with work. I don't really know. But what she's showing me is there's something on the card that's going to be reversed. Something she's talking about reversing the situation, right, where gossip and rivalry and being stabbed in the back, that's what she's talking about. So there are things with this that are actually beginning to move in the right direction. That's what she's talking about. I do feel as though there is going to be an achievement with this. And she's saying that this is, excuse me, this is an important achievement. And I've got to say, maybe somebody's giving you some recognition. And you seem to be, I've got to say, whoever this is, maybe it's a manager of some welfare department or something, that is, I've got to say, has enough influence to be able to sort out another working partnership, so to speak, where two people can talk to each other without having some kind of, I won't say argument, but the friction like there has been with you. So that seems to be on the road to getting sorted. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take. But I do feel this is moving in the right direction for you. I do feel as though when you're fighting the big corporations or government departments, so to speak, they're never going to listen to you. But sometimes when you know your way around a little bit, like you do, when you listen to people and people actually start pointing you in the right direction, they're not going to just ignore it. And I do feel as though this is beginning to filter down, that you are a man of means and a man that knows what he's doing. And I've got to say to you, they are beginning to listen to you at long last. So things are moving in the right direction. I've got to say to you, this is going to also lead to a more content situation with your son and you. I've got to say, things are moving, seem to be moving in the right direction with the school as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it did, Mickey. Thank you. It's the best reading I've had in so many months.
I've got to, excuse me. My voice is not too good. I've got to say to
3 minutes
with this. I've got to say to you with this. There seems to be a people on the outside that are looking in. Whether this is spirit or whether it's people around you, colleagues and people that know you, I've got to say you aren't alone. Okay, there are people who are coming to your aid. Now, I'm waiting for something back from my son. Now, he said he would look into it, and he's looking around people that he knows to be able to, you know, point you in the right direction. By Wednesday, I will have that for you. What I'm actually picking up with this, that I've I'm not quite strictly sure what is going on with this. Well, I've got to say that your son seems to be, I want to say, more focused on what he's doing. I also want to say, whether this is connected with your ex-partner, I don't know, but I also get the feeling that somebody seems to be whether they're backing off or they're just a little bit quiet, I don't know. But I've got to say that the days where they had it all their own way, or over. I've also got to say to you, you keeping quiet is the best weapon you've got at this time. Don't say anything. Don't say anything that's going to aggravate the situation. Okay. If you feel as though you need to say something, talk it over with either myself or somebody else first. Don't just go and give a random reply, okay? I'm not saying anyone's trying to trick you, but I get the feeling you've got quite a lot going on your plate at the minute. And, you know, sometimes you can't always see what's going on. So talking it over with someone will help you to understand. And I do feel as though you are a lot calmer now than you was, and that's what we want for you. We want you to get you through this, okay? And so that you and your son can get to this decent school. All right, Dee.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right, I'll speak to you soon. Take care, mate.
Thank you, Dee. Roy, now, before we continue, ladies and gents, you can hear Mickey's got a very sore throat, and it's getting worse by the sound of it. So, what we've decided to do, we're going to take a break now and have a piece of music, if it's loaded properly. We're going to cut the minutes down this evening, and we've decided to cut the minutes down to 7 minutes instead of 10, so that we can clear the current court queue and finish the show early. Yeah, so that person that's just called in there, 203, we might not get to you, but we'll do our best. But, you know, you can hear Mickey's voice getting gradually worse there. So we're going to take a break. Let Mickey have a drink or a soothing lozenge there. And we'll come back to you right after this.
From my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow's still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, write a song your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. It just don't seem right.
It just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children's soul. Will it be the same tonight?
Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy,
laugh again. There's your gladness on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
I do love that, you know, because it's amazing now what they do, you know, with the like projected hologram onto a stage and you know, if you wanted to go and see that, you could still see Elvis and Lisa there singing with her dad. Amazing that, you know, it's amazing to fact that. I always like that one. Because, you know, it must have been very difficult for her to do that, you know. So there you go. Mike, now, a couple of people have called off, it would seem, in appreciation. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe. 4 people. And we did say that we're going to cut the minutes down. So we want to try and cut them down to 7 minutes per person rather than 10. We're going to try and finish as soon as we can now. Maybe we should finish by 10. We're going to try and just 7 minutes per person rather than 10. And we're going to clear the studio then after that, yeah? Okay. We've got you, Lani.
Hi. Hi, Ken. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, doing? How are you doing?
Good. Good. I'm just calling to see for a specific situation. I have a call for my child custody for next Monday, so I want to know what you can speak about that. And also, I want to know about, I'm still waiting for a call, the guy that has been not talking for almost 2 months. So I just want to see what you can speak.
Okay. You can't, excuse me, your child... just let me link in with you because I feel this is quite important. I've got to say to you what I'm picking up with the child case, whatever you want to call it. I've got a lady coming to you from spirit, and I've got to say she's smiling. Now, I don't want to go into this in too much depth. But what she's saying is, what's happening was not your fault. Okay, that's what she's saying. Now, I want to say to you, can you understand, please, that you've been filling some forms in quiet recently for something, please?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can you understand, please, that you've also asked for some kind of help? Please, this may be something to do with whether it's something to do with legal or some kind of assistance, I don't know, but I get the feeling you're going to get the help that you need. Okay, can you also understand, please, that girl looking for a new home?
Okay, I'm still not looking for new home.
I'm getting something linked for the new home. Now, I don't know why I'm getting this, but what I'm picking up is the case with your child is going to be fairly successful. But I also ask, can you understand, please, that there are concerns about where you are at the time, please?
Okay.
Sorry. Can you understand there are some concerns about where you're living at this time, please?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Well, I've got to say to you, this is going to be some kind of a stumbling block with the court. And I've got to, what I want to say to you, or the welfare department, is try just to reassure them that you are going to move, okay, away from where you are. I've got to say there seems to be some kind of element of trouble around you. Now, I don't know whether this is connected with you, but I just get the feeling there's a little bit of concern there. And I've got to say it's going to help your case if you can tell them that you are moving away, or you're looking to move away. I've got to say to you that you seem to have you seem to be taking yourself more seriously now, and the case of the child. I've got to say, can you please understand that you're a different person now than you was 2 years ago, please?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Because I've got a lady coming to you from Spirit, and she tells me you've come a long way, and she's really proud of you. Okay, can you understand, please, that you're stood not far from a picture? Does that make sense to you?
For a picture?
Can you understand
yes,
where you are now? There's a picture not far from you.
Okay, yes, it is one.
Okay, well, she stood next to the picture looking at you. I want to say this is a grandma figure. She's with you right now, right where you stood, okay? She stood there with you now, and she's coming to get you through this, okay? She's coming to give you the strength that you need to get through this. I've got to say to you, it's nice to see you believing in yourself. It's nice to see you believing in yourself. And wanting to do something right for a change. She said, we know it's not been easy for you. She knows that. But what I've got to say to you, I've also got to say to you, can you understand, please, where... Do you struggle to walk, please, by any chance? Have you got trouble with mobility?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
I don't know. She just telling me you've got problem walking, and she's sending healing to you to help you with that. But she's also telling me it's a long term problem. Now I don't know whether this
one
is something
minute.
To do with the fact. I don't know whether it's a condition or not, but she is sending you healing for that. Okay, and what I've got to say to you now is that things are going to go well for you with your court date, okay? So please don't panic about that. Just remember what your grandma said, okay? I want to say to you on that day, okay, just go in smiling. Everything's going to be fine. You've got your grandma figure with you. Can you please understand a cross near you somewhere, please? Have you got a cross with you near you somewhere? Can you show me a cross?
Yeah, I have it.
Thank you. She just showed me this lovely cross, and there's a lot of tears connected to that. I just know I've got to send out all that love to you, and you are going to get your child back. Okay, don't worry about it. That's a promise, she says. Okay.
Okay. Take care. About the,
thank you. Bye
the
now.
Call day waiting. Hello? What about the call day I'm waiting for? Do you see something getting in this week?
Sorry, we've run out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lana. You might have heard, ladies and gentlemen, saying that we were going to cut the time down to 7 minutes. And we took a piece of music there, which we don't normally do, so that Mickey could take a drink and maybe a lozenge, you know, because as you can hear, Mickey has got a very sore throat there this evening. Needs to rest up for a week. And we're going to try and clear the studio as quickly as possible now. We've got 3 people left, 7 minutes apiece rather than 10. And we're with Cindy now.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking
my
call. Doing? I hope your throat gets to feeling better. I'm good. How are you, Mickey?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
Gosh, whatever you have for me, Mickey. I know you tune in very well, so I'll let you start
okay.
To see where
what
it
I'm
goes.
Picking up with, what I'm picking up with you is I've got a lady coming to you from Spirit, okay, and she's putting the glasses on at this time because she tells me there's something that you're missing. Now, I don't know what this is. And I'm asking her for help. And I've got, can you understand a meeting with someone around you, please?
A meeting with someone around me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
I've got to say to you, just watch out for a phone call because she's talking about a meeting. Okay. And
okay.
I have a feeling
right.
this is connected with it's either connected with a new home or somewhere with a commercial place, premises, whatever you want to call it. I've got to say this seems to be a helpful female. I also want to say that maybe at one point you and her would have been rivalries. There would have been rivalry between you. I've got to say, she recognises your skills and your business. I also want to say, can you understand where you've been in cooperation with somebody, please? In the past.
What type of cooperation?
Work corporation.
Oh, corporation?
No. When you cooperate with somebody, as in working together, two
yeah,
businesses
yeah.
to cooperate. Well, I have a
yeah.
feeling this person wants to talk to you, or these people want to talk to you. That's what I'm picking up. And I've got to say, there would have been some kind of rivalry between you two. But I've got to say, there may be some kind of she's showing me a legal document, not in the past, but now. So this is some kind of, I want to say contracts, some kind of legal document or a contract. That's what I'm picking up with that. Please try to understand what I'm getting, because I don't fully understand this. I've lived in the States, but I don't always understand the system there. Now, what I'm picking up with this is there's some kind of school, college, or some kind of education department that takes riding lessons. Now, these might be disabled children. I don't know. But I've got the feeling she's linked with this. Whether she's just got a contract, I don't know. I get the feeling it's linked with this, okay?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe this was in the past, I don't know. Maybe it's now. I just get the feeling there are young people linked with this as well.
Okay.
Parties is what I'm getting. Where probably small parties will go out riding together. I do feel as though kind of a small gathering with people. That's what I'm picking up. Why I'm picking that, I ain't got a clue. I just get the feeling there's going to be some kind of cooperation, or this, it could go further if you wanted it to. I have a feeling she wants to talk to you, because I'm picking up a journey and some good news connected with it. Okay, I've also got a happy surprise with it as well, linked with that.
2 minutes.
There's something about this, and I can't quite link anymore, but there is, I've got to say, some kind of an achievement which says to me that's going to help you with the situation you're in at this time. I do feel that that's quite a positive thing. I'm still trying to struggle to pick up this guy who you've talked to before. He's still there, but I still can't pick him up. I know he's either got a wife or a partner and building, so I'm still struggling with this. But I know he's offered you something before. But at this time,
1 minute.
I'm struggling with that. And as much as I try to pick things up, that's all I'm getting at this time. But I do know he wants to talk to you, and I do know you've moved since then. He would have been a businessman at the time, but I do know at this time there's a home and I want to say outbuilding or stable. So that's what I'm picking up, and I do know.
Does it connect with someone named Carl? Or is that not ringing a bell?
I have a feeling he's offered you this before. I have a feeling you was considering it. I don't know what happened. So I do know that it's connected with him. And I want to say, I know he's got a partner. I don't know if it's his wife or not. I don't know. That's what I'm picking up. And I have a feeling he's very serious about it too.
Gosh, I wish I could think of who it was.
Sorry?
You're going to have to leave it.
I wish I could think of who it is.
Right, okay. Cindy. You're going to have to leave it there, Cindy, yeah? All right.
Okay.
The minutes have ticked out there, ladies and gents. And we want to try and be fair. You know, and we don't want to give anybody more than the other. And we've got two more to go, and that is it for this evening. So 7 minutes each this evening, because Mickey needs to get up, go and rest. Okay? Laura.
Hey, Mickey.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Call today from a guy named Mike about a 12-month contract to hire opportunity in Florida. So he put my resume in with his manager, and then she called me an hour later today. Her name's Julia, and she's excited about my application, so she's putting it through to the client, and hopefully I'll know this week if the client wants to go ahead and do an interview with me. Do you see anything coming out of that? Because I told Julia I would be willing to relocate to Florida if everything works out.
Okay. Now, I remember talking to you about Florida before, and this is exactly what I've seen. I do feel a journey. Whether there's a journey connected with this, or they're going to do an interview over the phone, I don't know. But I feel I've got some good news coming to you. I also want to say there seems to be the stump for words at the minute. There seems to be the possibility to make some quite considerable achievements with this. That's what I'm picking up. I also get the feeling, that I can see a contract being offered to you. I don't know when this is. I feel as though when things move, they will move very quickly. I'm not saying you won't be ready for it, but I also get the feeling. I've never been to Florida, so I don't know. But I have a feeling that this contract in Florida is going to be quite a happy contract, unlike some of the contracts you've worked before. I do feel as though this is a helpful female. I want to say to you, she seems to know what she's talking about regarding, you get some people that have never worked or been out of work. I have a feeling this lady's got quite a vast experience. And I think she looked at your resume and seen what you've done and what you're going through. And I have a feeling she has a good understanding of the situation that you're in, and that you do want to get back to work as soon as possible, and that Florida is where you want to be. That's what I'm looking at. I do feel the 12-month contract is going to give you a good start when you're talking about a possible mortgage. I do feel as though I'm not quite sure where you are at this time, but I do feel as though looking at that, it's a different way of life, and I do feel as though you will fit in there. That's what I'm picking up with that.
3 minutes.
I feel as though you're well ready. To get back to work. I do feel as though you're well ready to. I want to say learn new skills. I'm not quite sure why I'm saying that. Maybe it's a contract you've never done before. I feel quite excited about this. But whichever way you do the interview, I don't know. I do feel as though the results will be quite swift with this. They want somebody like yesterday. I do feel as though when this moves, it will move quite quickly. So the advice,
Julia said that they want to move quickly on securing a contract, but the job wouldn't start until January. And she asked me if that would be okay with me, and I said, yeah, as long as I know it's secured and signed the contract with me, I said I would be willing to wait until January.
Okay. You confirmed what I was picking up, that she wanted things to move swiftly. That's what I was picking up. That's exactly what I don't know what's moving swiftly. I only know what I feel.
Well, Julia's not the client, though. Keep that in mind. She's just the go-between.
Okay.
The client has to decide yet whether they want to interview me and then offer me the job. So I still have to get through the client.
I agree, but I do feel as though what I'm picking up, like I was picking up with the things wanting to move quickly.
1 minute.
That was a good indicator from spirit that what I'm saying is right. So no one can give you a guarantee in life that this job is looking good for you. That's how I work. Once I give something out and it turns out to be right, then you can almost bet your bottom dollar that job is yours. That's how I work. I get something from spirit, I give it out and it turns out to be right, then I can go on to say that this job is looking darn good to be yours. That's how I no one can give you a cast iron guarantee, but that's what I'm feeling. That's how I work. And so things are looking good for you, most definitely. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you, Mickey. Feel better,
okay.
Too, okay? Thank you.
You know, okay, take care, Laura. Bye.
Thank you, Laura.
You too. Thank you.
I think if you get confirmation there during a reading like that, you know, it's Spirit's way of saying yes, you know. And I definitely agree with that. Right, we're on the last call then, ladies and gents, because we're going to finish early this evening. 7 minutes.
Wow. It's Carolyn, Mickey. Carolyn. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? How you doing?
Gosh, bless you. Your sore throat, bless you, bless you. Bless you.
How can I help you, please?
Excuse me. Well, there's a couple of things. I went to the doctor, and excuse me, I've been feeling very dizzy, and the doctor referred me to a specialist, but in the meantime is demanding, and I am taking two different things. And, you know, they're prescription. One is prescription, one is over the counter. And so I'm like completely shocked because I've always, excuse me, had great health. I've always had phenomenal health. And so I hate to even think that this is such the problem. And, you know, I had to call. I went home, and I was very upset and after the doctor visit, and I called the doctor's office. And I wasn't very pleased with her anyway because of her manner. But I talked to the front desk clerk several times, had to keep calling back with questions. You know, is it okay to work out? Is it okay to do this, do that? And it was the front desk person who – they have, you know, some medical background. And they were giving me the answers. Well, I guess my question to you is, I am looking for a new general practitioner. Excuse me. I'm seeing a heart specialist in a couple of weeks. I have an appointment for that. And somebody who's very close to me, and I talk to pretty routinely. They're not psychic, but I talk to them, and they're very close to me, and they have a high degree. They say it's all the stress I've been under that I'm feeling this way. And I'm just wondering you, if you see that it's not necessary. I know you're not a health professional. I know that. I'm not putting you in that spot. But do you see me coming out of this okay and not needing to take that pill?
Let me just say, okay, I've got a lady in spirit sending you healing straight away, okay?
Thank you.
And to also give you the energy to get through this, okay? Now, what I've got to say to you, it seems to be, can you please understand there are two separate things going on with your life that are also causing stress, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
lots of stuff.
Now, what I've got to say to you is this, okay? As you quite rightly say, I am not a doctor in any description, but what I've got to say to you now is you will walk through this like a walk in the park, okay? So you'll come out the other side quite happily, okay? I'm not saying there isn't anything wrong with you, but there is nothing seriously, potentially wrong with you, okay? What I've got to say with you, can you please understand where something that happened round about a year, 18 months ago, that still left its mark? Can you understand where something has left its mark on you, please?
Oh, well, you know, I guess I could say yes. I mean, we had a few things happen. You know, I mean, my grandson is one big worry, and then...
Okay. Well, what I'm picking up with you, I want to say this is, please don't take this wrong. I'm being told that your condition is more emotional than medical. Okay. And I'm not saying you're going crazy.
Good.
I'm not saying you're going. Good. I'm not saying you're going crazy. Please forgive me. I've got to say the amount of crap that you've got going on in your life right now, okay? And that's what I'm picking up. You don't need that crap. And people giving you a hard time. You don't need it, okay? Now, what I've got to say to you is, all right, you do truly need a vacation. You need time out for you, okay? I've got to say to you, you seem to be trying to sell two properties, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. I've got to say to you, one of them you live in, the other one you don't. And now I get the feeling that there seems to be someone around you, maybe a boyfriend, that's causing all this stress, okay?
Yeah.
And I have a feeling you need to put some distance between you and him for a little while. All he's interested in him is himself. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. You need to ditch him. Just get rid of him for a while. You know, and think about yourself, because that's where I've got to say, it's all a case of me, and me. It's what he wants and not what you want. And he knows you not very well, okay? So where is he? Why isn't he helping you? He could help you if he wanted. I'm sorry, but he seems full of crap. He really does.
Yeah.
And, I honestly feel that the amount of stress that you've put up with from situations, And trying to get realtors to make appointments to see things and do things, and then he's demanding as well. You know, and you haven't got the time to spend with your grandson that you know like you wanted to do, plus your own son giving you trouble as well. You know, so and I really feel that is a bad recipe for good health. You know, and so. And I know that you're worried right now, but I honestly and truthfully don't see anything physically. I'm not saying you haven't got some minor ailment. I'm not saying that at all. I feel that yours is more emotional, okay? That's what I'm picking up. It's more emotional, okay? I have a feeling that you've got nervous stress. That's what I... Now, that might not interpret a language, but I think when you're exhausted and your nervous system shot and all, you know, with anxiety and everything else, I really do feel that that's where you are. You're not sleeping properly, you're not eating properly, you haven't really, you're not where you want to be, you know, and you haven't seen your grandson for a while. you've probably got a boyfriend that isn't being considerate to you. Now, this is a recipe for disaster. That's why you really do need to take a step.
Carolina.
You need to.
You know, God bless you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
We are out of the time, and Mickey's done really well this evening. Mickey, go and have a well-deserved rest, my friend. And, you know, because you nearly really need to rest up there, yeah? So we'll catch you again next week, hopefully, if you're well enough, yeah?
I'll see you next week.
Okay, Mickey, you go and rest up there. And Mickey's done really well this evening, ladies and gents. Bless him for being with us. And Mickey will try to be with us next week, of course, after a rest. So there you go.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with an old friend I know, I'm about to say hello. What you do?